magazine round. Mm. Liberty, you remember Liberty Magazine? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Saturday Evening Post, well, that's competitor Saturday Evening Post. They stayed in business longer than Liberty did. But Radio Mirror, Movie Mirror, True Story, and some health magazine. And
True Story, that sounds like a pulp.
Well, it basically was. Yeah. Some of these gals would buy that magazine, and they got a little romantic twinge out of it somewhere, I presume. But I used to love to sell those because they were 25 cents, and I made 10 cents on those when I sold one. Uh-huh. But I made a cent and a half on every Liberty I sold, and I used to sell a lot of those. Those were nickels. And the Radio Mirror and Movie Mirror were both 15 cents. But you could keep up with all the movie stars just like you can today. And the radio, of course, that was your main source of entertainment, which, of course, we didn't have TV then. But a point I wanted to bring out about when my great-great-grandfather traded his downtown Austin territory for a horse and saddle and everything. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that was where we Kasners learned our astute trading abilities in the car business. We thought, oh my gosh, what would that be worth today, you know, at downtown Austin, if indeed it were.
Yeah, really.
Somehow it turned out okay.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you were in the car business your whole life then, basically.
Absolutely. Well, when I mentioned I went into the Navy Air Corps. Mm-hmm. And I went to...
Only for World War II, or were you also in the Korean War?
Oh, no. Just was very happy to get out at the end of the World War II. Mm-hmm. But I went into Navy, and they sent me to the prep flight school, which was DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And my first flight school was in the big city of Las Vegas, New Mexico. And then the third place we sent was sent to the University of Georgia. And we lived in one of the dorms there and marched in their parade grounds and everything. And I remember the red brick buildings with the columns and this, that, and the other. Very memorable.
Yeah.
And then right in the middle of that training, they had come in with a edict that they could not take any more cadets. Hmm. So because I'd already had, I was a bona fide senior in college when they had called me in, because I'd had 2 years or better of college, I had the option of going into midshipman school. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I chose to do that. And they sent me to Notre Dame, where I was to get my commission. But about 2 weeks before I was due to get my commission, they said they would like all former aviation cadets, which there was a whole bunch of us that were in there, that we'd like to have a meeting with you. Mm-hmm. And all this congregation from Pensacola had come up, and there was all the brass and officers and everything said, we would like to have you back, because see, we were halfway through.
Yeah,
we'd already had part of our flight training, all of our book work and everything else. Said we'd like to have you back. Of course, I jumped at the chance because I had flown before the war, because I belonged to a flying club when I was in. Yeah.